This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators, Sweet 16, playing Maryland. That game is tomorrow, 7:39. That is a big deal, and we hope the Gators continue their winning ways. And that is huge. Hey, do you like those energy drinks, or your kids drinking them? I got a story of warning that I'm going to share with you in a minute. But first, something that might stimulate your Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big get-together to support our president and support Elon Musk, and it is going to be near the Tesla Service Center on North Main Street in Gainesville. The get-together is Saturday morning from 9 until noon, and it's just salute and thank our president and thank Elon Musk. The guy's not taking, neither one of them are taking a paycheck.
No.
And one was, elected president overwhelmingly, and the other one, who is a master in inventor, and and he deserves some gratitude instead of people trying to ruin his stock price and set Tesla cars on fire. It's getting extreme in some cases where I know there was footage of a woman where a car stopped in front of her, and then the guy got out. He was a good-sized guy wearing like some camo and a black thing covering his face, pretty much like a mask.
Wow.
And started yelling at her that she better sell her Nazi car.
Okay, so let's follow the logic here. She sells her car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else buys her car.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a Tesla. What did it accomplish? It's like, again, the ones that they're torching. Elon Musk doesn't own those. It's some poor person. Not poor, but it could be one of your neighbors. I've got two neighbors that have them now. I doubt they'll be at the right.
You're asking the lefty wackos to, have some rational thought behind their actions?
I can ask. Well, it's like the video of the lady the other day that was keying a Rivian, the other brand of electric car, Rivian.
I saw the truck. There's one around here somewhere.
I like them.
And they scoot along, too.
They're doing an SUV version of that now. So imagine that truck with, anyway, off topic there. But, it's kind of been on Facebook, because of this rally Saturday, it's kind of moved the lefties to a different spot. And I saw that somebody had responded on Facebook, oh, you didn't move us. We moved because we don't want conflict. It's you people who are torching cars.
It's your side that's throwing Molotov cocktails, burning down cars, burning down charging stations.
But you don't want conflict.
And getting in people's faces. And that's fine, and we don't want that either. That's absolutely not what this is about. This is simply showing support for our president and Elon Musk. And we're doing it Saturday morning from 9 to noon. It's put on by the Republican Executive Committee. They're the ones that are, the big push behind it. We're just kind of helping them with it because we love our country.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wear your red, white, blue, bring your flags, whatever the case may be. Maybe I'll bring some Sky T-shirts, toss a few of those out there if folks want one, so we'll see.
But no energy drinks.
No energy.
I'll tell you why in a second.
I love coffee.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, good morning.
You know, it's funny because Mercedes, Benz, Volkswagen, BMW, they were real Nazi cars back in the day, and it really seems to be boycotting them. Thank you, guys.
There is irony in that.
That is kind of funny, isn't it? The people who are involved now, nothing to do with that, but, you know.
Yeah.
I guess people, well.
It is ironic.
So here's the story. She's a Texas. She's a Florida teacher. She's 28 years old. She's the epitome of health. She's beautiful, works out all the time. She died of a heart attack at 28. Her mom is warning people about energy drinks. Keep your kids away from this stuff. Now, the cause of death, I think they said, was heart attack. They wouldn't directly correlate it with the stimulating energy drinks necessarily. But caffeine and the other stimulants that are in some of these drinks, there you can reach a point to where it's very unhealthy and not good for your heart. And if you have any, even the mildest underlying conditions, they can become, you know, far more evident with these things. The other thing a lot of these drinks do is they dehydrate you.
People don't think about that, do they?
You're getting dehydrated. You're getting stimulated at the same time. It could very easily change that sodium-potassium balance that keeps your heart in rhythm. That's just one aspect of it. At 28, you just don't see people dropping dead of a heart attack, says her mom, Lori Barinan, in a recent interview. She was a workout queen. She ate real clean. She ate organic food. She was the epitome of health other than having those energy drinks. Her mom, 63, claimed her daughter did not have health issues apart from really bad anxiety. Now, listen to what her mom says. She had horrible anxiety and went to several doctors. And then the mother added, I don't think it was real anxiety. I think it was her abuse of caffeine and energy drinks.
Why are you looking at me?
If you have any underlying condition of anxiety, and you add caffeine or any other stimulant to the equation, you're going to feel anxious. Donna was spending time with friends in August of 2021 when she suddenly fell to the ground as her eyes rolled to the back of her head. Her pals mistook the episode as a stroke. They called an ambulance, but it was too late. She was without oxygen for too long, and it caused brain damage.
Wow.
They worked on her for 3 hours. She never completely woke up. 10 days, medically induced coma. Her seizures worsened. Her family had to make the heartbreaking decision to take her off life support. You know, when somebody goes down like that, just out of common sense, don't you know, like, do some compressions? You know what I mean?
Try to
get the heart stimulated, even if you're not exactly sure what you're doing. And that way, that whole idea of oxygen being depleted, it certainly was a huge step in trying to minimize the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors said they see this happen a lot with people that do a lot of pre-workout or energy drinks, but they wouldn't give the cause of death to that. This is according to her mom. I know for a fact that was what was wrong with her. Didn't mention anything about the type or the brand of the energy drinks. While moderate caffeine intake can enhance alertness and physical performance, it can also raise blood pressure, spike heart rate, and exacerbate anxiety, none of which is good for your heart. While rare, others have died of caffeine overdoses. I can tell you why it doesn't happen more often.
Why is that?
Because it's how caffeine is available. You know, you're going to get it maybe, they used to sell that no dose.
Oh, yeah.
But even that, I want to say it was like 100 milligrams. And but they don't sell it, or at least it's difficult to get, like in a powder form. Because if you do it like,
as much as you think you need.
Well, in 2018, there was a 21-year-old Australian musician, Lachlan Foote. He died of caffeine toxicity, and he added a teaspoon of caffeine powder to a protein shake. A teaspoon. A teaspoon in caffeine terms is a lot.
Sounds like they need to have watered that product down a little bit.
Well, and that's the thing. In some places, maybe you can get it in that form, but generally, no.
Wow.
For that exact reason. It truly is a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And it's going to, if you're a little bit sensitive to stimulants or you're overdoing them, you're going to suffer the ill effects. And I see way too many young people drinking those. I'm going to take a page out of my dad's old playbook, you know?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, you're young and healthy. You should have all the energy in the world. If you need to drink that crap out of a can, there's something wrong with you.
There you go.
My dad never sounded gruff like that, though. Kind of added that in.
Well, for dramatic effect.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got a ton of stuff to talk about, including espionage. Yeah, Mike Waltz and company. Are they guilty of espionage?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you can imagine. This is coming from the left. And it will be kind of ironic who I tell you said that next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of the things we've been talking about, and this has been, you know, everybody's talking about this. This is the use of that Signal app that was used by the highest ranking official, say, for Donald Trump in a chat meeting, basically drawing up some of the war plans to attack the Houthis that went off perfectly. But there was somebody on that, in that chat room, for lack of a better term, that shouldn't have been. He's editor of The Atlantic, this guy Jeffrey Goldberg. Well, I knew the Democrats would overreact, and of course, they came through loud and clear. And some of them are kind of interesting, like Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Ooh, one of your favorites.
I think that every time this creep, and he is the creepiest looking creepy dude out of central casting.
Yeah.
That he should be identified as the senator who lied about his service, saying he was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
That should be mentioned every time his name is named. Just like Reverend Al Sharpton. Mm-hmm. They should have an asterisk, see Tawana Brawley. Look up Tawana Brawley.
Yep.
Every time. This bozo, of all the people come out, he's saying, oh, what happened here could be a violation of the Espionage Act. So, yeah, he's attacking Mike Walls, who, by the way, actually is a decorated veteran Green Beret who served his country in combat. Didn't have to make any of that up like Dick Blumenthal did. Yes, old Senator Dick can't keep his mouth shut. Oh, I've talked to some of the very pilots who have undertaken these missions against the Houthis. Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
I would doubt most of what he says.
I'd have to question that.
Like, you found out who those pilots were, and you made sure someone contacted them, and you talked to them.
You talked to them, and they were allowed to talk to you?
Right.
But, you know, unless there's a subpoena or something, that's just not something they... Oh, yeah, let me tell you about the strike the other day, man.
Doesn't work that way.
No. He says they, I guess meaning Yemen or wherever, they have very seriously threatening air defense systems that can shoot down our planes. Yeah. Hey, Dick Blumenthal, tell me everything you know about warfare, because clearly, that's why they call it air defense systems, attempting to defend the air. And the only thing you'd be defending is, you know, flying vehicles that we call planes.
Mm-hmm. He's a genius. Yeah.
They have air defense systems.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So does pretty much everybody and anywhere where we might need to attack. Mm-hmm. So there might be a plan to get around that. Just maybe. Anyway, he goes on, blah, blah, blah. And there has to be accountability. Really? You haven't shown any accountability. You were lying about your service in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. You should have resigned over that. You shouldn't be a senator.
No.
Lying sack. Yeah, but no. But instead, he's calling for everybody to step down. Give me a break. I told you what the straight deal was on this whole thing, right? Here's the deal. It's perfectly okay that they use Signal, the app. It's even John Ratcliffe, head of the CIA, said, oh, yeah. Yep, it's encrypted on both ends. It's considered very safe. No problem there. The only problem was somebody was on the list that shouldn't have been. And the president, he just cleared it all up. He said, look, this was a staffer. This was one of Michael's, meaning Mike Waltz, one of his people on the phone. A staffer had his number on there. Now, that open, he didn't name the staffer, but I'm sure that there are discussions like, why would you have this guy's number on your phone? Mm-hmm. And he better have some pretty good reasoning as to why he does, because why would you be working in an administration that all this guy Goldberg does at the Atlantic is bash Trump and the Trump administration? So why would you have that guy's number? I mean, you wouldn't, unless there's some extraordinary circumstance. I don't know. Oh, that's my uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. But so we found out there's an issue. They need to address that issue.
Yep.
But the Democrats were way over the top in that. But even the Republicans, they tried to blame Jeffrey Goldberg, the guy who was put on the list. It requested, on his computer, chat's calling you or whatever it does, like a Zoom meeting. It serves you notice. Oh, am I missing a meeting? Click. That's what he did. He didn't do anything wrong that I can tell. He could have dealt with the issue in a more direct way, but other than that,
yes.
There was no need to go there.
No.
The issue, really, it could have been any random person. In fact, maybe it was good that it was a so-called journalist. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Plane loads of illegals sent back to Venezuela. See you later, suckers. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. America the beautiful. Thank you, dear Lord, for another awesome day. It is 8:35. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Saturday morning, we're going to get together and salute our fine nation, our fine president, and our fine patron, Elon Musk. We're going to wave flags Saturday morning from 9 to noon at the Tesla Service Center, right near it, on North Main Street in Gainesville. So if you'd like to show some support for Trump, for the country, for Elon Musk, come on out. We'll wave flags. Not looking for any sort of confrontation whatsoever. It just clearly is showing people that there's plenty of support for the other side. We just have, jobs to go to. We're not on the government dole, hanging out on street corners for the cause du jour, okay?
Exactly.
And the same nutbags that, thought Elon Musk was a second coming of Christ until he hung out with the orange antichrist, of course.
Yeah, that Nazi Satan.
So.
Yeah.
And remember, it is the lefties that are throwing the Molotov cocktails and burning Teslas and getting in Tesla owners' faces and making all kinds of threats. They're not very happy people. I guess that would be, I think that's fair to say, right? Not very happy people.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do? Oh, I wrote myself a note.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What's it say?
That steel line from, what's his name? Quiñones? John Quiñones?
Yeah.
They have a TV show. It's on ABC called What Would You Do? I think that's what it's called. And they have scenarios like in a restaurant. Yeah, you overhear somebody talking abusively or whatever, and then the guy gets up to go to the bathroom, and, somebody will go over to the girl. You shouldn't put up with that. Don't deal with that. That's blah, blah, blah. It's What Would You Do? So I live out in the Keys. Well, that is Keystone.
Right.
And I'm outside the city limits. Now, it's rural and suburban, I guess, sort of a mix.
Mm-hmm.
Live on a dirt road, but right near, highway. So kids will be in golf carts up and down the road all day. No harm, no foul. No, right. That's not a problem.
Right. Okay.
And other people, too. I take the golf cart out.
I was just thinking about the dirt. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
And we have this lovely guy who lives in our neighborhood that has a big piece of fence and a board, and he goes up and down the road thinking he's leveling it out.
Yeah.
And he's creating a dust storm. Yeah. But he's such a nice guy.
Oh, man.
Such a nice guy. Everybody's afraid to say, what are you doing?
It's not helping.
Stop. Right. Anyway. So kids are going up and down like on a dirt bike, you know, a little, probably an 80 or a 100 cc, maybe a 125, but I don't think it looked that big. Up and down the road. It makes a little bit of noise. I don't care.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
Yep.
I was that kid.
One. Yeah, you were.
But yesterday, I went out to the highway, and kind of followed them out. They were on the dirt road, but then they went across the highway.
Yeah.
They weren't on the highway. They were riding next to it, kind of in the grass.
Right.
But they were doing 40, 45 miles an hour. Mm. There was two of them on there. Neither one had helmets. Oh. One of them had bare feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to tell you, I'm not like a...
No, you're not.
I'm not like a, oh, yeah, something bad's going to happen kind of person.
But we know what happened.
Well, yeah, and I looked, and of course they're wobbling a little bit because, you know, there's always that little spot right on the other side of the pavement.
Uh-huh.
Could form a small rut. And I was thinking to myself, and I went through this conversation. Should I stop? Should I talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to be that, oh, yeah, this jerk pulls over and tells us, and blah, blah, blah. You know, by the time the story gets back to their parents, somehow I'm some evil guy. Or should I have at least attempted it? And I thought to myself how I would approach it, you know. Hey, guys, I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, I was young once, too, and we used to ride around and have fun, but, you know... Yeah, if anything should happen, and you don't have shoes on,
oh my goodness,
you know,
oh, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, to be debooted, I would just say, hey, there's Google today. I could just say, hey, why don't you look up debooting?
Uh huh.
Bob, why don't you look up head trauma?
Yeah, anything between on the side of a motorcycle on your feet and the ground, just not good.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And but what would you do? In other words. Now, I'm not sure. I think they're attached to someone in the neighborhood. I've been there as long. Betsy knows everybody, but she wasn't even sure. Would you say something to the parents if you can figure out who they are? What would you say?
See, if you don't know the parents, that's where it gets iffy. Because while some would go, you know, I really never thought about that. You're right. A lot of them, and depending on their background, will go, hey, you just need to mind your own business and raise your own kids.
Right.
And that's not an unusual response these days.
And I'd say I did raise my own kids, and they turned out awesome. But those two little dirt bags might not have the same future, pal. And especially, look, they don't look too smart to me.
Yeah.
And if they suffer head trauma, their IQ is probably going to be close to what yours is.
And that's when the fight began. So use your line.
That's when the non-confrontational conversation ended.
It was mostly peaceful.
No, but what do you, really? I mean,
it is dangerous. Really dangerous.
I don't want to see some kids all banged up, beat up, and maybe even die. Look, here's my background. I've been riding dirt bikes and all kinds of stuff. I had a mini bike when I was 10 years old. Okay.
Right.
That doesn't mean I possess any special skills. It just means, you know,
you survived.
I had a fun and I survived. But my friend Kevin, who lived right down the street from me, he was an adult then. He was probably 20 or 21. He had one of those three-wheelers.
I knew you were going to say that, because they bit a lot of people.
We rode that thing all through the woods, and we'd take turns on his dirt bike or the three-wheeler, and we'd roll it over in creeks and lakes.
Oh,
we'd be
goodness.
Underneath the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And we'd get up and laugh about it, and we never got hurt, because we're out, you know, like in the woods and stuff.
Right.
Well, he takes it out without his helmet on, just to make sure his little brother, who borrowed it, didn't break something on it and stick it back in the garage, which apparently his brother was known to do at a time or two. So he had to take it out and make sure it was running right. Well, nobody was paying attention. There was some people on the back porch,
but
that was it. And then finally someone said, where's Kevin? And they found him across the street by the junior high on the pavement. I don't know if he was doing a wheelie on purpose or something. Bottom line is, he fell off that thing, and it was severe head trauma.
And those tires are not made for pavement.
No. And
you've got to go slow on the pavement.
He survived, I think, 10 days.
Oh, my
went
goodness.
Went to visit him.
Yeah.
It's like, and this kid was like a pipsqueak in high school.
Yeah.
And I worked with him at Winn-Dixie, and we used to get in all kinds of trouble together because we were really smart alecky. I know it's hard to believe.
I'm like in just disbelief right
yes.
now.
Yeah. And he was a little guy with, like, you know, kind of a big mouth, and we just would make each other laugh. And then I came, you know, after I moved back to town for a little while, you know, we're both all grown up, right? Like 21. He's like 6 foot two. You know?
Wow.
He's, yes. And he's like, hey, he talks like this. I'm like, where's Kevin?
Yeah,
I'm
who are
Kevin.
You?
I'm Kevin. And he was still the nicest, funniest guy. But anyway, yeah, that's my story is like, man, if I can.
Yeah.
Should I go out of the comfort zone, in other words, and take, if I get some heat or whatever, or get a snide look, should I do it anyway in the hopes that, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the parents will go, hey, look, you guys, you know, if you want to run up and down the road, that's one thing, but you have to have shoes on and you've got to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
And still that's giving them latitude because you're really not even supposed to be doing that. But,
right.
you know, at least take some precautions.
Well, there was, I don't know all the details, but I saw something just on Facebook the other day in our community. It seemed like a woman must have lost her life. It was looked to be ATV related, but there was alcohol involved and pavement. Again, they're not made for pavement. You are supposed to go very slow when you're on blacktop, concrete, whatever. Just the common sense, unfortunately, everybody thinks they're better, especially guys, better. I was born, I can shoot a gun, I can bowl, and I can ride a dirt bike. Well, not necessarily. It's not in your gene pool, okay? You've got to learn how to do things and operate. Well, you go back to the three-wheeler. They're total opposite of a two-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to learn that you don't lean into it. You're basically hanging off of it.
Yeah.
That's why so many Americans back in the 70s got hurt, seriously hurt, or killed on those things.
I think they quit making them completely, didn't they?
They banned them. Yes, they did.
Yeah. Yeah. They were, and that's when you would go to what you knew from a bicycle or from a dirt bike.
And it was all wrong.
In a precarious time. That's when you
yes.
would react by your old instincts, not by your newly found ones of a three-wheeler.
And they don't work.
No.
No.
All right. Senator Warner he's another one that's slamming the Trump team for using Signal, but does he have a past? Does he have a history of similar issues? No. Not the Democrat from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Never, right?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Well, let's do some digging. We'll talk about it next. 845 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day Trump Day. Attitude of gratitude take you a long way, my friends. Thank you, dear Lord. Another gorgeous day in paradise. We're so blessed. It's 8:51, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Go Gators. Gators taking on Maryland. That's tomorrow night, 7:39. Sweet 16, baby. Go Gators. So you've heard of what we're now, I guess, referring to it as Signal Gate.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The misuse of an app called Signal. That apparently they accidentally hooked up a guy who is the editor of The Atlantic, which is very anti-Trump. Jeffrey Goldberg was on the list somehow. We found out later from the president that it was a staffer that worked for Mike Waltz. Mike Waltz wanted to fall on his sword or whatever and own it, but it's not his to own. This guy had Goldberg's number on his phone. Now, we haven't found out why, and they haven't identified the staffer, but I think we're getting a lot closer to the truth. And you've got these Democrats that are trying to make hay out of it and going crazy about just how bad this is, national security. You had like Dickie Blumenthal, you know, the senator from Connecticut.
He's awful.
It looks like death warmed over.
He's awful.
He lied about his service in Vietnam, and somehow, I don't know, he still got elected. He should have stepped down. He should have quit politics. But anyway, he was going off. Oh, yeah. He said, it's potential Espionage Act violation.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, you lying sack.
Yeah.
And then Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat out of Virginia, he started going off on them.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. But he has his own recent history of secret messages with a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch closely allied with Vladimir Putin.
Whoops.
And that got leaked.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the glass house people are coming out with rocks. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Oh, my.
And then I saw a piece from Eric Erickson, and he made a great point that I honestly hadn't seen. We did have a caller that alluded to it, so I got to give some credit there. Why are we even talking about this? What I mean is, we're going to attack the Houthis using airstrikes to minimize their power to negatively impact shipping
right
in the Middle East. Okay, that was the purpose there. But why are we even involved in that? It goes back to Joe Biden. Yes, well, the Biden administration.
Right.
He didn't know what his name was, but.
Right.
His people had ample opportunity to defeat the Houthis, but instead went exactly in the opposite direction and removed them from the terror watch list.
Man.
And the same media pundits that berating the White House over this group chat mistake repeatedly chose to ignore fumbles from the previous administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get to the heart of the matter. What is there to learn from this? We would never be having a military operation against the Houthis if Joe Biden and his people would have done their job. I guess they were too busy tearing down borders of our country.
Yeah.
To worry about the Houthis and the possible damage and the threat that they posed.
And throw in a few statues while you're at it.
Ugh. Yeah, it is. Gets a little frustrating sometimes. CIA Director John Ratcliffe, he testified to the Senate. Now, this hearing was scheduled. It's a once-a-year thing. So nobody knew that this signal thing, I mean, they were already planning on this meeting, and then the signal thing happened. So, of course, a lot of the discussion was about that. And he said, look, government officials are authorized to use the encrypted messaging application Signal for work. Following the disclosure that the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic got inadvertently added to a Signal group chat of senior Trump national security officials discussing strikes on Yemen. One of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was Signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. Yeah, there were some that were trying to pretend like, oh, yeah, there's a few people in Washington that use Signal. That's a lie.
And they all should be in one room all the time, every time.
Oh, yeah, like a skiff?
Yeah,
give me a break.
Like that's possible.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Pete, good morning.
Good morning. Warner and the other Democrats should really be ashamed of themselves. I heard a quote from one this morning that said that this Signal gate, which I think is hilarious, is the greatest intelligence failure in our lifetimes.
Wow.
Okay, apparently he was not on Earth on September 11th, 2001, when we had a massive intelligence failure and thousands of people lost their lives and it cost billions of dollars. So he's elevating this above the 9/11 disaster.
Hmm.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? You can't make this stuff up.
I know. But they still, they like, every day they have a new, like, better and bigger Whopper.
Well, they're trying to drag this one out.
And it's not good like a hamburger. It's just...
No, not at all.
Full of bologna, you could say. A malarkey sandwich, I say. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Hang in there and happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky.